But what does he complain of? If he's well enough to paint, he's well enough to have come down to Taravao and save me this confounded walk. I presume my time is no less valuable than his.
Arthur did not speak, but with the boy followed him to the house. The girl who'd brought him was by this time sitting on the veranda, and here was lying an old woman with her back to the wall, making native cigarettes. Arthur pointed to the door. The doctor, wondering irritably why they behaved so strangely, entered, and there found Strickland cleaning his palette. There was a picture on the easel. Strickland, clad only in apparel, was standing with his back to the door, but he turned round when he heard the sound of boots. He gave the doctor a look of vexation. He was surprised to see him and resented the intrusion. But the doctor gave a gasp. He was rooted to the floor, and he stared with all his eyes. This was not what he expected. He was seized with horror.
"You enter without ceremony," said Strickland. "What can I do for you?"